We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Matnas Kohuna, Halacha Beis, from the beginning. Hazroya, Vahalachayayim, Vakevot, Srichen Liten Lakoyim, different parts of the animal that we have to give to the Koyim, the right foreleg, the cheeks, the stomach. Vomra Azal, and the Gemara says in Chulim, Hazroya, Keneged, Vayikach, Roimach, Biyodoy. The foreleg we give corresponding to what all of this corresponds to Pinchas in what he did to Zimri and Cosby. So the Gemara says there, the Zroya is keneged apostle Vayikach Roimach Biyodah. He took a spear in his hand. Halachoyayim keneged Vayamoit Pinchas Vayapalil. The cheeks, the mouth areas corresponding to the tefillah of Pinchas. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, paragraph Aleph. Ho'inyan ma shaychis yesh inyan Pinchas shekina b'maisa zimri l'inyan hamatonis shel abehemo daiko. What connection is there between the fact that Pinchas showed such a zealousness in killing Zimri and Cosby for the horrible act that they did in front of all of Klal Yisrael to the fact that we give matnois kohuna to the Kohen? That these gifts that we give to the Kohanim are because of the act that Pinchas did regarding Zimri. However, based on the third Tiku Torah in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is chapter 8, which is entitled Tiku Toichocho, the Iso and Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shekishen iskalkel hadas, v'oz mizgaper chas v'shom taivas niyuf. When the das becomes spoiled, becomes messed up, and then the taivas niyuf becomes strong, because Rabbeinu Zal shows there how the moichen are like walls that protect a person, chas v'shom, from being nichshal in bad thoughts and in all types of taivas niyuf. Oz tzrichin balkoyach, sheyispalel tefila bebechinas din, then we need somebody who's very powerful to daven a tefila in the form of din, midas hadin, gvura, kemoi Pinchas be'eis shekina el maisa zimri, like Pinchas, at the time that he showed this incredible zealousness for the action of Zimri. Kemoi shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, vayamoi Pinchas vayepalel. Pinchas stood up and was mepalel, and the Gemara says she also plilois im koinoi. He made a judgment with Hashem, so his tefillah was in the form of din. Ki zois hatefillah shel abalkoyach she bebchinas din oimedes lasitrachra betzavora bebchinas betzavora yolenois. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that the sitrachra usually draws from din. So when they see this tefillah bebchinas din, they try to grab it and swallow it. And what happens is it gets stuck in the throat of the sitrachra, kavyachol, as the pasuk says in Ioiv, betzavora yolin oiz. Oiz is power, something powerful, and it remains in the tzavor, in the throat. And this causes the sitrachra to vomit up, to return all the holiness and all the das that it had swallowed up. And then what happens is the sitrachra ends up coughing up its insides, mamish its insides, which is the gerim. This comes out in the form of gerim. Bibichinas vayishma yisroi. Mashmu Hashemovo, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his discussion on our topic. Paragraph Beis, V'ze b'chinas shchito shehi lahachnia ruach habehemius. We know that the mitzvah of shchito is to try to subdue the behemius, the animalistic instinct. Ki habehemo b'chinas ruach habehemius hi heder adas, b'chinas ksilus. Because a behema, an animal, represents a lack of das, foolishness. V'yef shalonu lechol bosor kim kishem achninas b'chinas ruach habehemius shu b'kam adas shu b'chinas pegam taivanal shu taivas habehemius. And we are not permitted to eat meat until we first subdue this behemiousness, which is the concept of pegama das, a defectiveness in das, which means a pegam in taivas niuf, which is referred to as a taiva habehemius. And Rabbeinu Zal told us over there that this requires a tefila bebechinas din, v'ze bechinas hachalif shel shchita, shehu bebechinas tefila bebechinas din. And this is the concept of the knife that the shochet uses that symbolizes this tefila bebechinas din, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, which we quoted several times in your Adayah so far, Roimamois Kel Bigroinam Vecherev Pifios Biodam. They praise Hashem with their throats, and they have this double-edged sword in their hands. So we see that this sword, this knife of the Shoichet, corresponds to the Tfila, this Roimamois Kel Bigroinam, this Tfila Bibchinas Din. Vialkein Hashchito Hibimkoim Hatzavor. Now we could understand also why the Shchita is at the throat. Bebchinas betzavoro yolen ois, as Rabbeinu Zal said over there, that it's in the throat that this tefila bebchinas din gets stuck and is so effective. It causes the sitra achra to be makey. Ki al yidei hashchito shehi al yidei achalef al yidei cherev pifioi shebchinas tefila bebchinas din al yidei ze machnien ruach habehemis shupkamadas bchinas pkamataivanal, because as we just explained, the shchita with the knife, which is this cherev pifios, which corresponds to the tefila bebchinas din, is what subdues the behemius, the pegam adas, the taivas niuf. Ki achalif shibchinas tefila nal hi oimedes betzavoroi shel asitra achro shibchinas pegam adas bechinas behemius. The shoychet's knife, which is working on the throat, corresponds to that tefila bebchinas din, which gets stuck in the throat. And this gives us the ability to extract from the Sitra Achra all the holiness that the Sitra Achra was able to swallow. Bibichinas, as the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likud Imran, Chayil Bola Vayikienu. The Sitra Achra swallows up a lot, Chayil Vayikienu, but is forced to give it up, to vomit it up. Paragraph Gimel. So therefore we see that the shchita corresponds to this tefila bebchinas din of the bal koyach, of the powerful tzaddik. Sheze bebchinas vayamoit Pinchas vayapalkanal, corresponding to Pinchas, who did this. Alkein achra shchita tzrichen litein me'abehem olakoyin azroi valchaim vakevo. This is why, after we finish shechting the animal, we give the kohen special parts, the zroya lechoyim kevo, shekulam hem bishvil maise Pinchas, and this is all a reward for the great deed that Pinchas did. Kama yishom razal, as the Gemara says in Chulin, ki yef shelechol bosar abehemo ki maidei b'chinas so'uvda shel Pinchas, because we can't eat meat from an animal without performing the tikkun which Pinchas did. Shekinei al Maisa Zimri, who showed his zealousness for the action of Zimri, the act of Zimri, shehu taivas niuf, which was a display of taivas niuf, shehu ruach habehemius, taiva habehemius, sheikar his gabrusoi lachniazois, hoyu al yidei atfilu bebechinas din. The main power of Pinchas to be able to subdue this act of Zimri was through his tefila bebchinas din, bechinas vayamoid Pinchas vayapalel, shezeu bechinas tikkun hashchita al yidei cherev pifios b'makom hatzarana, which we showed corresponds perfectly to the tikkun of shchita, which is being done by that knife in the place of the throat. V'alkein tzrichin keneged ho'uvdoi shel Pinchas litein me'habehem ola hakoyin hazroya v'alchaim v'akeva. Therefore, just like the act of shchita corresponds to the tefila bebechinas din of Pinchas, so too what we do afterwards, the giving of these three parts to the kohen, also corresponds to the acts of Pinchas. Ki ikar tikkun habehema dainu lachnia ruach habehemius, she'oz daiko hirui lachilas Yisrael, huayidei bechinas Pinchas, bechinas vayamoy Pinchas vayapalam. Because our main ability to to perfect this behema, to be misaking this behema by being machnia the behemius, so that it should qualify for being eaten by a Jew, is through the act of Pinchas, which had all of these parts to it: his tefillah, and taking the spear, etc. Through our giving these portions to the Kohen, we know that according to Kabbalah, the Kohen always represents Chesed. Bechinas Tikun Hadas Digdusha, Shehu Bechinas Rachamim Vechesed Kimavorsham. And we know Rabbein Ezal explains over there in Torah Ches that Chesed, kindness, is something that could only be done when a person's brain is intact, when a person's thinking correctly. Because if a person doesn't have tikkun adas, then the chesed is misplaced, and it's wrong. It does all kinds of bad things. So therefore, al yidei zeh moitzien hadas me'asitra achra, through this act of giving the kohen these portions, the kohen is the concept of chesed, tikkun adas. Through that, we proceed to extract the das from the sitra achra that the sitra achra had swallowed up earlier, al yidei bechinas maise pinchas, which was accomplished through the action of Pinchas. Shelokach roimach, he took a spear in his hand, vayamoid vayapalel, and he was mispalel. Dahainu bechinas tefila bechinas din, umoitzin hadas v'chol akdushos mi'asitra achra. We extract the das and all the mitzvahs and everything that the sitra achra had swallowed up, umachzirin hakoel al hakedusha, and we return it all to the kedusha, to the domain of the kedusha, lebechinas das v'rachmim dikdusha, to the place of das and rachmim of kedusha, shehu bechinas koyin, which is the koyin. So our action of giving these portions to the koyin is symbolic of taking back das and kedusha that the sitra achra had swallowed up, and bringing it into the domain of kedusha, giving it to the kohen. Paragraph Dalit. V'ze b'chinas ma shenemar beYisroi be'es shebo lemoishe leskarv l'Hashem Yisborach lesgayer. This is why the Torah tells us about Yisroi when he traveled from Midian and he came to meet Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. In order to come close to Hashem and to convert, it says, Vayikach Yisroi oilo uzvochim. Yisroi brought sacrifices, oilos and zvochim. Uzvochim daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at that. But the Pasuk mentions zvochim, which is like shlomim. Ki ikar bechinas geirim hu al yidei bechinas zvochim. Bechinas shchita. Because based on what we showed earlier, the concept of Geirim comes about through the Shechita, which is the Tfila Bebechinas Din, which results in the Sitra Achra having to vomit up and give up its insides even in the end, which is the concept of Geirim, as Rabbein Ezal explains over there in Tikkut Echocha. Paragraph Hey. V'zeh b'chinas ma shomar Yitzchok li'esov, sono keilecho telyecho v'kashtecho. When Yitzchok Avinu was about to pass away, he told his son Esav to take your tools and go hunt. Go bring an animal and slaughter it, shecht it properly, so that I'll eat. V'dor shrazal, and the Medrash Rabbah says on that posuk, that Yitzchok Avinu said to him, b'doik sakincho, check your knife, u'shchoit yofe, and make sure that you shecht properly. Ki Yitzchok kol cheftzoi hoyo lahachzir es Esav el Akdusha. Because what Yitzchok Avinu's real desire and intention was to try to get Esav to come back, to do tshuva, to return to the Kedusha. Ki ro'o ki tzayid bepiv. Because Yitzchok Avinu realized and saw that Esav had swallowed up a lot of Kedusha. There was a lot of Kedusha trapped inside of Esav. As the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us on this posuk, Ki tzayid bepiv, shehoyu boi kamo nitzutzos dikdusha kemuva. There were many sparks of Kedusha that were in the Sitra Achra, in the domain of the Sitra Achra, inside of Esav. V'alkein hoyaroitze legayroi, and that's why Yitzchok Avinu wanted to try to be makariv him, to convert him. V'alkein omar lois sono keilecho, that's why he told him, take your instruments. Bedoik sakin chol shchait yofer. Check your knife and make sure you shecht properly. Kaideze daikonas gerim. Because based on what we just explained earlier, the mitzvah of shchita is symbolic of this concept of gerim coming to join Klal Yisrael. V'rifko shoymas bedaber Yitzchok. However, Rivka was listening, and she heard what Yitzchok Avinu said to Esav. V'hi yodo ho'emes. But she knew the truth. Shehu rosha gomur. That Esav is so bad a rosha, ve'efsher legai roi biatzmoi, that it's impossible to convert him. It's impossible to bring him close. Alkein tziv sol Yaakov, she Yaakov daiko yasezois. That's why she went ahead and told Yaakov Avinu, you go shecht and bring meat to your father. Vayelech vayovei shnei gdoye izim. And Yaakov Avinu brought two goats. V'tikin ois moideh shchita. He shechted them properly. V'osa mehem korbonois. He made them as korbonois in a sense, because the Gemara tells us that this was Pesach, and these two goats were to serve as a korban Pesach and a korban Chagiga. Echod hikrav lePesach v'chulo etc. V'alkein hilbish atzmoi belavush Esav. Now we'll understand a very deep concept. Why Yaakov Avinu dressed himself in Esav's clothing before going to Yitzchak Avinu to bring him this meat. Kemoy shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Vatika Rivka is Bigdei Esav. Rivka took the clothing of Esav, the Bigdei Chamudos that he had taken from Nimrod, Ki Yaakov, and gave it to Yaakov to wear when he was going to go into Yitzchak Avinu. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Ki Yaakov hoyo muchroch lohitzi kol hakedushois v'chol hahashpois v'chol abrochois me'esov. Yaakov Avinu had to take out all the kedusha and all the shefa and all the brochois from Esov. Shehoyo Esov roitze lahamshichom li'atzmei chas v'sholem, which Esov wanted to draw onto himself, Ayidei toikef hadin shel bechinas Yitzchok, through the severe, harsh midas hadin of Yitzchok, shemishom shoroshoi, which is the source from which Esav draws from. The sitrachro always draws from midas hadin, from the left side. And we know that Yitzchok Avinu represented midas hadin in a very serious way. So Esav intended to try to draw his shefa, his brochois and everything from Yitzchak Avinu. V'alkein huchrach Yaakov lehishtameish in b'chinas hatfila b'chinas din. That's why Yaakov Avinu was forced to use this tefila b'chinas din. Sheze b'chinas shehilbish atzmoi b'levush Esav. This is what's symbolized by Yaakov Avinu dressing up in the garments of Esav. Shehem b'chinas dinim, which is this midas hadin. That's Esav's garment. And that's how he succeeded in subduing Esav. Kamoy Shomar Yitzchok, as Yitzchok Avinu said, Hakoil Koil Yaakov, Vahayodayim Yidei Esav. The voice sounds like the voice of Yaakov, but the hands are the hands of Esav. She Yitzchok Haven, Shehovda Azoy Simebchinas Yaakov, Shubemes Rachmim Vechesed. Yitzchak Avinu realized that this was really the action of Yaakov Avinu. This was Yaakov Avinu coming to him, who symbolizes, who is really Rachmim and Chesed. Rak Shehil b'shatzmoy b'levush einoy shiloy, just that Yaakov Avinu was forced to dress himself in a garment that's not his garment, b'b'chinas gvura isvedine, meaning this midas hadin and gvura, in order to be able to subdue Esav, who represents the other side, the left side, the Midas Adin, to be able to get Esav to vomit up, to return all the Kedusha that he had swallowed up. And that's why it's then specifically that Yaakov Avinu succeeded in getting all of these brachas from Yitzchok. This was all accomplished through this tikkun that Yaakov Avinu did through his tefillah bebechinas din. Shaideze hoitzi kol hakedusha ismeyesov me'asitra achra. That's what helped him succeed in extracting all the kedusha from Esav, who represents the sitra achra. Va'oz nimshechu kol ha'hashpois v'chol ha'brochois li'Yaakov. And that's when all the shefa and brocha went to Yaakov Avinu, k'mo shekosov, as Yitzchok Avinu said, v'yitein l'chohu elikim mital ha'shamayim u'mishmane horetz, etc. V'yalkein oz daikon emar, and that's why right afterwards it says that Yitzchok Avinu said, re'ei re'ach b'ni k're'ach ha'sodeh. I smell on you the aroma, the smell of the field of Gan Eden. Shenichnas imoy reach Gan Eden. The Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu entered to Yitzchok, the aroma, the sweet aroma of Gan Eden came in with him. K'mo shedorsh razal, as the Medrash Rabbah says. One reason for this is because of the fact that he was wearing those big day chamudos, the garments which Esav had succeeded in taking away from Nimrod, which were actually the garments that dated back to Odom Harishon, the Bigdei Chamudos, those special garments, so that those garments were in Gan Eden originally, and that's why when Yaakov Avinu wore them, he had this smell of Gan Eden. Sheze nimshach haidei b'chinas hatfila b'chinas din shel ha'bal koyach. This aroma of Gan Eden, a person draws upon himself through that tefillah bebechinas din, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there in the Torah Tikkut Echocha. Ki Yaakov hishtameishos in bechinas zukanal, because that's what Yaakov Avinu employed at that time. He used that tefillah bebechinas din, his dressing himself in the garments of Esav, symbolized his turning on that power of the tefillah bebechinas din. And through that, he was zeicher to this aroma of Gan Eden. Because Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran that this reach of Gan Eden represents the koil hamoichiach, that tefila b'b'chinas din, etc. Paragraph of V'alkein shchitas nochri nevela. And this is why the shchita of a goy is considered to be nevela. It's not kosher at all. Ki tikana shchita shu'al yidei b'chinas tefila b'chinas din, yefsher shi'enasa yidei akum. The tikkun of shchita, which corresponds to this tefila b'chinas din, cannot be done through a non-Jew. Ki tzrichen lozeh bal koyach godol sheyuchal aso is tikkun zeh shal b'chinas tefila b'chinas din. Because as Rabbi Nazal explains over there, this requires a great bal koyach, somebody who has major power to affect this tikkun of the tefillah b'b'chinas din. Aval ha'akum heimi sitra dedino kashya. Whereas the non-Jews, they come from the side of midas hadin, real severe din. Val yodom lo yidai shelo yachnias ha'sitra achrav hadin. Therefore, if we would try to use them for this purpose, not only would they not subdue the midas hadin, The non-Jew shechting would give strength to the midas hadin, to the sitra achra. Because that's their source. That's where they draw energy from. That's why Rivka did not want to allow Esav to prepare the food for Yitzchak. She knew that Esav cannot do that tikkun of shchita, the tikkun of the tefillah bebechinas din. Ki adarabba, but rather just the opposite. Al yodo yizgaber yoiser chas v'shalom. If he'll shecht, it'll cause a hisgabrus of midas hadin. Aval Yisroel heim kulam bebechinas balei koyach. Whereas Klal Yisroel are all in the category of these balei koyach that Rabbi Nazal says over there. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, giboyrei koyach oisei devoroi. Jews are referred to as these giboyrei koyach. V'alkein heim yecholim lesakin olachnia ruach habehem yeseder adas aide achalav shel shchita shebechinas tefillah bebechinas din shel koyach hanan. Therefore, Jewish people have the ability to subdue this ruach habehemius, this lack of das, through a proper shchita, which corresponds to this tefillah bebechinas din of the bal koyach. V'alkein sorach hashoichet sheyeh mumcha u muchsok. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, now we could understand why there are two requirements for a shoychet. Number one, he has to be a mumcha, he has to be learned in the laws. And number two, muchzuk, he has to be a tough guy, somebody who has done this before, he's shechted before, so we know he's not going to faint at the sight of blood, he's strong. Ki mumcha ze shleimus hadas. Mumcha corresponds to the requirement that Rabbein Azal speaks about over there in Likutei Moharan, of shleimus hadas, a person who has learned all the laws of Shechita, he's learned a lot of Torah. Ki tzorech sheyeh daitoi b'shleimus, because in order for this shoychet to be mesakin this behema, this behemius, the shoychet has to have shleimus hadas. He's got to be a mumcha. And it also requires strength. In order for him to be able to effect a tikkun on this behema through his knife, which corresponds to the tefillah b'b'chinas din, which has to come from a bal koyach, somebody who's powerful, strong. This is why the Gemara says he has to be muchzuk, muchzuk shelo yisalef, that he won't faint at the sight of blood. Shezeo b'chinas bal koyach, we're referring to a person who's strong. If he has these two prerequisites, then he has the ability to be mesaken and mavarer this ruach habehemius, the behema. And Rabbein Azal shows over there in Likutei Moharan that through that tefillah bebechinas din of the bal koyach, when we start getting the sitra achra to cough up, that results eventually in geirim. Rabbein Azal also says there that this also helps us be zoiche to the song, the special song of the future. And that's what causes all the sweet aromas of Gan Eden and all of the yira of Kedusha to grow, to develop, to prosper. Shehu mezoina denishmosa. They are referred to as soul food, food for the soul. Umachnien mezoina degufa. And we subdue the bodily food, the gashmiastika food. Bibchinas v'yodoi oichezes ba'kev esav. As the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu and Esav, that they're both on opposite ends of the seesaw in a sense. And when Esav tries to be mezgaber, Esav represents taiva sachila. By Esav it says, he told Yaakov Avinu, shovel the food into my mouth, halitenino. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, represents that reyach toiv, that Yitzchok Avinu smelled on him when he came in. Reyach is something that's associated with the neshama, the sense of smell. So now, Rav Nosson Zal says, kimavur kol ze b'maimer anal ein shom heitev, as all of this is explained very elaborately in the Torah, Tikkun Tochoch and Likutei Moharan. This is why, once we've done the shchita, which is the tikkun of the tefillah b'b'chinas din, oz daiko yecholin leechol mehabehema. That's what allows us to be able to eat the behema. Ki oz mizgaber b'b'chinas mezoina denishmosa, by having done this tikkun of shchita, which is the tefillah b'b'chinas din, that sets off a whole chain reaction, of which part of that chain is strengthening the mezoina d'nishmosa, the food, the soul food. Va'oz hi ra'uya l'maychli Yisrael. That's what makes the meat of this animal, it elevates it and makes it worthy of being eaten by a Jew. Ki achilas Yisrael tzrich aliyos b'b'chines mezoina d'nishmosa daika v'loi b'b'chines mezoina d'gufa. Because a Jew has to eat holy food, soul food, not gashmius base food. Ki mezoina d'gufa b'chines Esav, because mezoina d'gufa corresponds to Esav, b'chines halitenino, Esav who said, shovel the food down my throat. Umezoina d'nishmosa haino achila b'gdusha b'chines tzadik oichel osof, and afshoi ze b'chines Yaakov. And soul food, mezoina d'nishmosa, that's the concept of eating properly, as the Pasuk says, that tzadik eats to satisfy his nefesh, the soul. That's Yaakov Avinu, shu machnias Esav, who's the one who subdues Esav. The taiva sachila, bebchinas v'yodo yoichezes ba'kev Esav, that his hand he held the heel of the foot of Esav, and Rabbein Azal brings over there the pasuk, oichle lachmi higdil olai okev, that the kesher between achila and this akev. How is Yaakov Avinu machnia Esav? How is the soul food machnia, the food of Esav, through that tikkun of the shechita, which corresponds to the tefillah bebechinas din? With this, we conclude halacha beis of Hilchas Matnas Kohuna. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Hilchas Matnas Kohuna halacha gimel nechleles bilchas shechita. The third halacha of Matnas Kohuna is found in Hilcha Shechita, halacha Dalid, Ois Tesvov, paragraph Tesvov, Ubehilchas Beitzim, halacha Gimel, Ois Gimel. And also later on in Hilchas Beitzim, halacha Gimel, paragraph Gimel, there Rav Nosson Zal will also discuss Matnas Kohuna. So that should serve like the halacha Gimel. With this, we finish Hilchas Matnas Kohuna.